Mix 94.7 KMCH on a Tuesday morning. Guests of the day, enjoy the plurality. Enjoy Sarah and Michelle. Let me formally introduce Michelle Radloff and Sarah Hartman joining us from Regional Family Health. Good morning, ladies. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Why are you? You look good. You were just gabbing up a storm. Then I turned the microphone light on, and Sarah just shuts right down, and Michelle just shuts right down. Let's talk about what brings you guys in today. What's new in the world of you two?
Well,
hang on. Let me do the official question. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and what you are here to talk about today. Michelle, go first.
Hi, I'm Michelle Radloff, and I'm a nurse midwife and nurse practitioner at Regional Family Health, and I see patients at both our Manchester and Dyersville clinics.
Okay, Sarah?
Hi, I'm Sarah Hartman, and I'm also a nurse practitioner at Regional Family Health, and I also see patients here in Manchester as well as in Dyersville. So today we're here to talk about some sports physicals, or maybe better known to you guys as wellness exams, and the importance that it has on our adolescents in our community.
So why are physicals, why are they required? Why are they so important to get?
Well, the exam is important for all teenagers, whether or not they're playing in sports. What you can expect from the exam is just a general physical and allows us to cover all healthcare-related topics. Not only does it allow us providers to make sure your teenager is healthy, but it gives those teenagers a chance to let us know of anything that might be concerning.
How often do you have to get the exam? Like once every few years, or is it once a year, or once every other week if you're lonely? How does that work out?
Well, we're happy to see you whenever you need us.
Okay.
However, every year we would love to see you and your child for this type of a physical exam. However, obviously, if something changes or if you have any questions or concerns, we hope that you schedule an appointment before that yearly physical time.
So let's say like a kid, I know my son is going to be playing, you know, football in the fall, or going to be doing fall sports. Is it too early to schedule it now? Can I get it on the books? Do I wait? Do I show up at the door and bang on the door till you get there at 7:30 in the morning, Michelle? What's the best way to go about that?
Absolutely not. Now is the perfect time to schedule physicals. We're actually encouraging everyone to call as soon as possible to get appointments scheduled, because we are filling up and booking out into the summer months already. And a lot of parents like to get their kids in when they're on summer break. So,
And Sarah, to you, how do I go about scheduling then? Like, to just call or?
Yep, absolutely. Just call Regional Family Health. I'm sure everyone has this number memorized, 563-927-7777.
Now sing it. You were doing the head bob. You were about a way, two steps away from a jingle right there, Sarah. So
we'll save that for the next time.
No,
I'm not
letting you. No, I won't do that. But now, all right. Is there anything else you want to add before we get to the fun part of this that you guys have no clue that's coming?
No.
Any other facts or figures or anything you want to make sure we get in, Sarah?
Just a reminder that we do have clinics in a lot of our small towns here. Don't forget, we're in Dyersville, Edgewood, Hopkinton, Strawberry Point, Winthrop, and also here in Manchester. So whatever is closest and most convenient for you, please call and schedule.
All right. Now the fun stuff that's not on the piece of paper. You guys are why are you so nervous? You're among friends here.
All right, go.
Okay. There the practitioner comes out. How long have you been with RMC?
About 14 years.
All right, for you. And then for Sarah, how many for you?
About 10 years now.
And now home is in the Dubuque area for you both, right? So
correct.
What made you decide, I want to come help out the people of Delaware and Jones and Dubuque County? What made you say, I could stay here instead of going to like Mayo Clinic or going down to like the University of Iowa?
Because this community is wonderful, and it's... You don't find people like this anywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's a great community to work in.
Especially pain in the butt radio DJs that make you answer. And see, it's hard for me, too.
That's absolutely true.
And I'm sober. No, but answer awkward questions. Sarah, same question for you. What made you decide you wanted to stay around home and do this?
Around home. The people here are great. The staff at RMC is also great. We've got great nurses and people to work with every day that are like our family. And our patients have become part of our family, too. So that's why I stick around.
Do you guys normally have this much fun at work every day?
Absolutely.
Always.
I was going to say, good answer, yeah. So final question, if you weren't doing this, Michelle, what would you be doing?
I have no idea what I would be doing.
Okay, Sarah.
Maybe farming? with my husband.
Okay. There's no wrong answer. Maybe. You're like, maybe farming? Well, thank you guys for being good sports. poor ladies, they beat down Dave Wakefield in the lobby to see who could get in here first. Dave is recovering at RMC, ironically, so we got to go get him. No, I'm kidding. You didn't injure him that bad, did you? It was just arm wrestling. You didn't hurt anything.
I know, right?
But back to the seriousness for just a minute. If folks want to get on the schedule to get these physicals, what's the number again so they can get scheduled and get that taken care of? And you don't have to sing it.
No, okay, you don't have to sing it this time. It's 563-927-7777.
Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. You're going to come back and visit, right, Michelle? Or is this the last time
the
you're ever doing that?
The jury is still out, Justin.
Oh, come on. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. Good to see you, and best of luck. We hope everybody gets on the schedule and gets it all taken care of so you're not, you know, dealing with tons of paperwork or stress trying to get everybody in before it's sports time. So,
sounds good. Thanks so much.
You want to host the show and interview Dave? I can step out if you want.
Maybe next time.
Next time? All right. And I won't make you sing next time. So thanks to Sarah. Thanks to Michelle, RMC. Again, you can get all the details. We'll put a link to this information on our website at kmch.com. We take a pause here. We'll see if we can get Dave Wakefield to sing, maybe. Stick around. We'll find out together right here on KMCH 817. Good morning.